You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, your boys in the morning have a trending report. What in the world is trending? No real sports news except that tonight the Rockies are down in Houston to take on the cheaters, the garbage can banging Astros. So we'll have that going on. There's a story about Elon Musk, you know, the billionaire of Tesla and SpaceX, and he's got, what is it, Solar City and a few other things. Elon Musk has this idea where he wants to sell advertising to people, but advertising in outer space. It's like a billboard in space. Yeah. And the way it works is that he's teamed up, Jer, with this Canadian company. They're going to build a satellite for him, okay?
Okay.
He will launch the satellite in his with one of his SpaceX rockets. It'll be orbiting the planet, and it'll have on one side this big display screen.
Okay.
And then on that, you know, Elon Musk will get some sales. Probably some of our salespeople down the hall here at Mix 100.
Del Taco on there.
Exactly. It'll be a big Del Taco sign with their crinkle cut fries and stuff. And then what they'll do is they'll have a little arm that comes out. It's like a selfie stick, and it'll hold a camera out there.
Say cheese.
The camera will do like a live stream of that pixelated billboard in space. We'll stream it back down to Earth so you could go on to YouTube or Twitch or some of the other systems that they're going to hook up with. And you could watch advertising from outer space.
That's pretty cool.
Now, the technology, we've had the technology for a while, so none of this really is new. I mean, we've had rockets. Mm-hmm. You can build a pixelated screen for outer space.
Easy peasy.
We got the cameras. We got the streaming capabilities. However, now people are losing their minds and saying that they're saying some very not flattering things about Elon Musk. There's a lot of expletives in here. Someone says, if I'm out there camping looking for constellations and I see an effing billboard, I will lose what is left of my mind.
Sir. Well, sir.
It's actually a woman who wrote
ma'am,
that.
Ma'am, calm down.
Ma'am, listen, you mentioned what is left of your mind. Apparently there's not much left of your mind because out there lying in the in your tent or whatever.
You're not going to have a glow coming down on you like from the moon, you know.
Hello,
ma'am.
You won't be able to see it from 200 miles up.
It's a dot of light.
If that. I mean, you can barely see the International Space Station, which will be probably, 300 times larger than this thing?
Oh, my goodness,
Tom. It's hundreds of miles up. It's a little screen. If you want to see the advertising, you got to go onto YouTube.
You get on your phone and see it then.
It will not be a big billboard going over your head blinding you. But people don't know that.
That is damn funny, though, that people think that.
Yeah, some people are like, F this guy and F his raping of our night skies. Fire him into the effing sun.
Language.
Billionaires are a planetary cancer. That's from a dude named Alan. Alan.
Alan, you won't see it.
You won't be able to see it, Alan, when you look up.
You're going to be out camping on your phone anyway, sitting there in your tent. With the glow of that light in your face, you dork.
Morons. Anyway, so that...
All right.
On one hand, it inspired me with the technology and what these billionaires are doing. And then on the other hand, it just made me shake my head
made me sad, right?
How stupid people really are.
That's so funny.
I would like for somebody in the... you've got friends who are rocket scientists.
Yeah, my Lockheed friends.
I need them to figure out, do the math... How big an electronic billboard would have to be at 200 miles up for you to be able to see it.
To look up and be like, oh, look at that, another Fast and Furious movie is coming out soon.
I want you to imagine a billboard in Pueblo. If you were standing on something, could you see the billboard taking away the curvature of the Earth? Could you see that 100 miles away? Now double that distance.
Right. Nope.
What else is trending?
It is National Lazy Day, which is going to kind of give you an excuse, I guess, just to kind of lay around today and do nothing. And if
who's the laziest person you know, Jer?
Probably my mother-in-law. So if you're just laying around on your couch today and your wife's poking at you, you know, you might, I can't, sorry, it's National
Lazy Day.
I'm just joking.
Should we play the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars?
No, I don't like that song.
Okay.
So this story here says the average American is in a good mood for just shy of 60% of the summer. According to a new poll, average American is good mood 59% of the summer, which here's the breakdown, 53 days out of the 90 days of summer. You're like, so, this is pretty good right now.
So 37 days there, Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, probably going to barbecues you don't want to go to and stupid soccer games. And
what do you think that those numbers are in the winter? Flipped?
How many days of winter do we have?
Well, if you figure roughly 90.
I am happy 10 days in the winter. It's funny, we were driving around and it was like one of those really nice weekends, you know, and we're like, oh my God, you know, the leaves are going to be falling soon and we're going to be shoveling and we're just all like, ugh.
Well, for what it's worth,
it's going to be squishy.
Last year, we had that big snow 1 month from now.
Really? Right.
Didn't we? Wasn't it a snowstorm on like the 9th or 10th of September?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a month away.
No.
30 days, my friends.
Yeah, we could be getting hit, huh? Oh, my God.
We need to do our first snow bed, by the way.
Oh, that's right, we do. Did you have this story? No, I don't even want to talk about snow anymore. About the people who are investing. It seems mind-bender-ish, but I'll just tell you. According to a new survey, this is not a good way to make money. 32% of investors have traded while drunk.
I saw the headline, but I didn't
offender,
read the story.
The biggest offender, Gen Zers, who are younger than 24, they're hopping on their Robinhood accounts, having a few cocktails, and they're day trading, man.
Buying Dogecoin
Buying
and everything?
Buying the Dogecoin, bro. And they're hammered trying to make some money.
Yeah, not wise.
Not a good plan. Not a good plan. Here's Jer on sports. The New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox are playing on the Field of Dreams field in Iowa on Thursday. Coming at you. Which I joke, but that actually sounds kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and let me ask you something. You go to Iowa because of Nicole's family.
No, we
haven't. Have you been?
Okay. We've seen the little signs and stuff. And I'm like, oh, we should go do that. But then I'm like, then you're going to get there and you're like, oh, look at that, a baseball field.
Surrounded by corn.
Well, back in the car, kids. I mean, really. Anyway, the main reason I'm telling you this story is the
Did
mayor.
Did you like that movie?
It's been forever since I've seen it, but I think
makes
I liked
cry.
It. I like Kevin Costner a lot. So
really
I think anything
cry.
He's in, I'm for it. The mayor
you know
of
what
Flavortown.
I like the best part of
Why
that
Why do you
whole
keep
movie?
Interrupting?
Because we're just talking
what?
Here. Nobody cares about the mayor of
Nobody
Flavortown.
Nobody cares about Field of Dreams. It was made in like 1982 or something.
Well, it was more like 87 or 88.
Oh, but sorry. All right, go ahead.
No, I don't want to talk
no,
about
no, no, no. I'm talking right now. Interrupt me. Just interrupt me and start talking. That's fine.
No, I don't want to talk about it. Tell me about Mayor of Flavortown.
No, because as soon as I say it, you're going to start talking again. I know your trickery. I've worked with you far too long. I know what's going on here. So the mayor of Flavortown is going to be at this game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox at the very boring Field of Dreams in Iowa. Now, he has created a special hot dog pie just for the occasion, Dom. It's like a hot pocket with a hot dog sticking out of it. And inside it is baked.
Does the hot dog look like
Dom?
This?
Your middle finger's shorter, I think. Inside this is bacon jam and apple filling. So let's just envision a Hot Pocket filled with bacon jam, apple filling, and a hot dog.
I'm raising my hand.
Are you imagining it?
No, I'm raising my hand so I can talk.
Oh, yes. Go.
Yes,
Dom has a question. Dom?
Would you like to eat that?
I would take a bite out of it.
Same here. Because when you
There's
first
There's a drizzle,
it,
too.
Oh, what's the
Let
drizzle?
Let me tell you what the drizzle is.
Okay.
Okay, it's apple mustard, brown sugar, and apple pie spice. Do you like the sound of that?
Okay.
That's pretty good sounding drizzle, isn't it?
When you first mentioned it, I'm a no. But now I think I'm a yes. I've been converted.
I drizzled the hell out of it.
Like the drizzle that dog.
All right, let's do clickbait. Let's do it.
Clickbait.
Facebook. Please go to our Facebook. It's Tom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this funny news story and video this morning of a mother in Oklahoma who was hosting a birthday party for her six-year-old daughter and a bunch of her friends, and she thought it would be cute to dress up as Mrs. Bigfoot in an extremely lifelike Bigfoot costume and then come and pound on the windows and peek in the windows. And
I thought she hired somebody to
No, this is she. Oh, wait. She hired.
She hires a woman to do it, and it sounds like it's a stripper thing. But it's not. It's for her kid's birthday party.
You're right. It says right here, she hired Mrs. Bigfoot, a.k.a. Cinnamon. So Cinnamon,
yeah.
Is that the woman they hired, or is that the nickname for Mrs. Bigfoot?
No, that's the woman they hired.
Either way, Cinnamon the stripper showed up.
Mm-hmm. As Bigfoot. Mrs. Bigfoot.
And the costume was so lifelike that the children started screaming and crying, and they were horrified. And oh my God, the video is so good. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Sounds like some weenie kids, though.
You got a big birthday coming up. We could hire Cinnamon to come to your party. Where's the birthday boy?
Instead of Bigfoot, I'd rather have like a big pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Big bottle of bullet rye or something.
Cinnamon dressed up as a pizza. That's good stuff.
That was fun.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed today's trending report. We hope you did too.